I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Kyle Lowry Trivia Night on the Raptors Over Everything podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Please do rate, review, and subscribe, and liking on YouTube and thumbs up and all that fun stuff. Do it across the board. Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy this show because it's going to be a really fun one. Today we're doing, like I said, a Kyle Lowry Trivia Night. Joining me, a couple of usuals and Katie and Amon, but to accompany them, a couple of Raptors Twitter OGs. Look at those two. Look at you two. You got Jordan Hales. He's a video editor. He's worked on Tall Boy season 3, if you guys can find that. And then coming up, last one, Laughing Canada. Jordan, he's all over it. So check that one out. And then obviously with Chris Walder, I'm sure you found it. You know what it's all about. The Chris Walder Sportscast. Do take that in. Enjoy it. And it's another great podcast to listen to along with Dishes and Dimes and yeah, all the other fun Raptor podcasts out there. Anyway, everyone, how we doing? How we feeling? Competitive? Spirits high? Yeah.
Ready. Yeah.
Listen, I got the championship ring on. I'm ready. I'm coming.
All right.
I was waiting when he was going to point that out. Yeah.
I just want to preface this by saying that if I get every answer wrong, I did it intentionally because I it's teamwork. Oh, you know, I want to make everyone else look good and just kind of put myself at the back of the pack here.
Kyle Lowry-esque of you.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Lowry teamwork. It's the name of the game. But, you know, it could also be I just don't know the answers, but we'll find out shortly.
You are not getting a point for that. Good try.
He's going to have 3 points with a plus minus of 15, but it's exactly. Okay.
All right, so just so everyone knows, it's going to be 10 questions, all multiple choice. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask a question. They're going to have 10 seconds to figure out the answer. And then if you're watching on YouTube, they're going to hold up their answer. It's either going to be A, B, or C, whatever. And if you're listening on the podcast, I will call it out. So question one, in what season did Kyle Lowry average his career high of 8.7 assists per game? A, 2016-17. B, 2018-19 or C, 2019-20. You have 10 seconds. So you are to write it down on your piece of paper, write down the letter.
Can you play Jeopardy music over this? That'd be great.
I wish I could. Okay, answers up. What do we got here?
Uh-oh.
So the correct answer is B.
Oh. Yes.
It was 2018-19, the championship.
Wait, that's what I wrote. Sorry, I wrote 2018-2019. I just thought that was the letter C.
Okay.
Way to cover all your grounds here.
I thought it was before, because before he even gave a multiple choice, okay. I was writing 2018-2019. Like,
okay. You know Iman's going to get the first one.
I knew that, because like, Russell Westbrook led the lead, just so that you guys know that I'm not lying. I know that one. It was Russ number one, Kyle number two. I'm so serious.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's off to a roaring start.
Chris, what did you have? I didn't see it, actually.
I had C.
You had C? And
or I Jordan, said B. And,
you know. And Jordan, you also had C? Is that what I saw?
I had A.
You had A? Okay. Okay. So yes, the correct answer was B. It was the year where Kyle took a huge backseat when it comes to scoring. He only averaged 14.2 points per game and he was passing more. So that's the dealio. 2019.
Do I get that too?
Yeah. I saw it. I see it on board.
Thank you.
Okay. Question two. Who did Kyle Lowry score his career high in points against? Was it A, the Miami Heat, B, the LA Lakers, or C, the Cleveland Cavaliers? 10 seconds.
I think I remember this game vividly.
Good stuff.
Glad you gave us multiple choice because I would have said none of those teams.
And answers, please.
Hope I'm right.
I don't know.
The answer was C, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Let's go. 2 points? 43 That's points, game winner over Matthew Dellavedova.
Yes.
I want to cuss, but I'm not going to.
I don't know why. No bonus points for the Dellavedova. Yes.
Yes. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. So as it was outlined, yes, in that game, he hit the game winner against Matthew Dellavedova, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. Other games he had against the Lakers, that's his second career high or second best. He had 41 points in 2017. Mm. Actually, it was New Year's Day in 2017. Mm-hmm. And then the year DeMar had his career high of January 1st, 2018, of 52 points. So there you go.
That game, I yelled at the top of my lungs. I was like, yes. Nice.
That's most games, Jordan.
It was fun. It was a fun one.
Couple of let's go. Okay, so as we stand, Amon, you have gotten both questions correct, and the rest of you all are at 1. So she is off to an early first quarter start. Here we go. Question 3. In 2015-16, we were introduced to Skinny Lowry. Who was it that said that this version of Kyle was his evil twin? Was it A, Patrick Patterson, B, DeMar DeRozan, or C, Damari Carroll? 10 seconds.
Oh.
What?
Scoring is...
Going for the jugular. Yeah,
swearing is encouraged.
Was this from Open Gym or something? This is a deep cut. What?
This is a deep cut.
This is a B-side
of the album.
I thought it was going to be the JJ Redick quote calling him Skinny Lowry.
And here we go. Answers up. What do we got here? The answer is Patrick Patterson.
Here we go. Shots for everyone.
There you go. Damn. Okay. Wow. So that was Jordan got it. And
Patrick Patterson is Patrick Patterson's evil twin. So that's yeah. <that's
true. laughs> Oh, man. His kryptonite was Scotiabank Theater.
His kryptonite was the basketball. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
His kryptonite was a basketball. That's what it was.
Or the rims.
Just some fodder for the group. You know, if you guys recall, in 2015, the Raptors lost again. Kyle Lowry was criticized quite a bit. And for some reason, people have decided to mention his weight. And so he's like, oh, really? I'm going to get so goddamn skinny. You guys are going to believe it. And so that's what he did. He worked out with his Villanova people. They changed around his workout program. He was never really fat. He just had a different kind of program. So they decided to make him skinny. And Skinny Lowry was born. Just like that. Yep. Just like that.
The meme himself.
Yeah. And
rude, though. And rude of people.
And he never came back again because he was not the best way for him to play.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well.
No. Shouts to DeMar, though, who said that he looks more aerodynamic.
I remember that.
I think that's what you want your best friend to say. That's what you want your best friend to say.
That was funny.
Okay, so here we are. We are at Katie. You are the lone person still at number one. So let's get to.
I know.
Hell, and still early. Still many questions remaining. Let's stick with the Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan theme. So if you guys all recall, there was a time where they decided collectively that, you know what, let's figure this out. We're not going to let them blow it up. We are going to proceed. We're together and we're going to make things happen. You know what? They absolutely did. They absolutely did. It was after the Rudy Gay trade. And they were just like, they're not doing this. We are not going to get blown up. We're going to come back. We're going to fight. And they had an incredible season, which then began a long, luxurious run for Raptor fans. I don't think we really appreciate like 10 years of really, really solid play, top 4 constantly. Gotta appreciate that. Anyways, that is the question. It's like, where were they when they had that conversation? Okay, so was it A, was it post-practice? B, was it a plane ride? Or was it C, at Insomnia Cookies?
Oh,
that's way too specific.
Sorry, was it post-practice, a plane ride, or Insomnia Cookies?
Yes. 10 seconds.
No. Oh, wait.
This is the fourth question. We got 3 people tied at 2. Okay, answers up, please. The answer is B. Plane ride.
More shots.
Let's go. Let's go.
Back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, wait, Insomnia. Like, wait, that was Insomnia's in Philly, isn't it?
No, like the Insomnia was the Kawhi story. Yeah, that was
too new.
That was the Kawhi story.
Yes, exactly.
I'll be doing that to us, Ahmed. Yes. It's too late in the night for that.
I'm sorry. I thought you guys might actually find it
funny. Like Insomnia was like, wait, no.
Now I'm hungry.
A plane ride made sense too, because I thought they might have been on the road.
But it was like a 50-50.
Yeah. So this was revealed on the Josh Hart podcast, and Kyle told a story about where they were when they said, we got to figure this out. Let's rock. That's exactly what he said. He's like, let's rock. He was talking to DeMar on the plane ride, and they did this. So, yeah, it was a plane ride. And here we are now, and we have Jordan and Chris just flying. They are tied at 3 apiece. Amon is at 2. Katie, there's still lots of time.
You know what that is?
Huh?
You know what that is?
What's that?
Scarborough supremacy. That's exactly what that is.
My
but
man.
But I'm also from Hales. Scarborough. So,
yes. Oh, really? Katie?
Yes.
I mean, I'm way, way, way East End. Peterborough, right? Shout out Peterborough. No one? Great.
Yeah, I'm out here too, man. I'm in Lindsay.
There you go.
Yeah. How's that one store around that corner?
Yeah, it's popping, man. There's like 1.5 people there right now. I mean, it's lit.
No, the half person just bending, man. There's 2 people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So as I said, after four questions, we have Jordan and Chris at 3, Amon is at 2, and Katie is at 1. Moving to question 5, we are hitting the halfway point of this very difficult and tedious game. Who did Kyle Lowry make fun of on the podium, saying his suit is so tight he can barely sit down? Was it A, Serge Ibaka, B, Jonas Valanciunas, or C, Bismack Big Boards Biyombo?
10 Katie seconds. Smiled, so I think she knows this.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. Ibaka, Valanciunas, or
I'm probably Biyombo. Wrong, but
one of those tall gentlemen. Who
I was about to say, I'm stuck between 3 answers, and I'm like, yeah, there's only 3, idiot.
Okay. Answers up, please. Good people.
Oh, each of us guessed something different.
Oh, Mr. Sticks. Scarborough's popping right now.
Let's say that first.
Damn. I was gonna guess Serge too, but I was like, Alice too. Switch it up.
It's the most obvious one because he's the fashionista, man.
But that's why I thought it was too easy. Yeah, I thought that was like thrown in there as like a too easy.
I would assume his suits would fit him properly.
Yeah. He knows how to dress. Come on.
He's not dressing with tight clothes though.
Yeah. So this was after. Yeah, I mean, this was kind of a tough one because they all kind of dress pretty well, right? So, and Kyle, he doesn't dress that well usually. He doesn't really go that route. He's on the podium wearing like a tuxedo, like Serge Ibaka is, or any of these guys. He said this after game 4 versus the Warriors. They were on the podium and he was making fun of Serge. And he also said to him, you know, people or the media don't ask him too many questions because he doesn't speak English very well. That was another thing that he said.
That I remember.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
He also said somehow Serge's English is getting worse, which I thought was really funny. Because that's somehow accurate.
That's what we're missing on this current team. A lovable asshole. We
don't have I think that's got... Nick. I feel like that's Nicholas.
Yeah, Nick Nurse is the guy.
Jesus. most likely. What is your most fond memory of Bismack Biyombo? Let's start with him. As a raptor,
didn't he have didn't he block LeBron during like a playoff game? Once?
Yeah,
like a really nasty one.
And they called it a foul.
Oh yeah, they called it.
It wasn't a foul. Yeah. It's still not a foul.
Was that game 4?
It was game 3 or 4. That was the year they took the.
That was like game 3.
One of the ones at home.
Yeah, it was late in the fourth quarter, and he got called for a foul. And yeah, I mean that was a legendary.
That's what got him paid.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
And that Kyle Lowry pick and roll, it's been very, very profitable for many, 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 many gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Serge Ibaka, Jonas Valanciunas, Bismack, all of them. And now Valanciunas. I love JV so much. He is still the person that I miss the most from like over the past 5-10 years. I mean, DeMar, but I kind of wanted to see DeMar just go do his own thing. Like, we had a good time. It was fun. But start the next part of your career. And he's doing a fantastic, you know, fantastic thing in with the Bulls. But JV, I still feel like he was a person that we could have used, you know, after that championship year. Gasol obviously did his job, no question. But years afterwards, like even like last year, he had the best year of his entire NBA career, and he's still balling. Anyway, your JV memory, if you have one handy.
I mean, and this is kind of like a question to everybody too. Like I'm always about like debates, like who's the best at like a certain position in Raptors history. Like, I mean, we know Marc Gasol was the big man for the Raptors championship team. We know Antonio Davis, for example, made an all-star team. Is JV kind of like, in your opinions, like still considered like the greatest center the Raptors have ever had?
It's tough because it's like he came up with all those guys. So I think like that it is hard to separate that for me, because like a big part of me is like, no, I think like maybe technically, like a technical skill, it was Marc Gasol for that year, because that's like, that's what they were able to win, because it's like, you've never, I don't know that JV could have made like Embiid forget how to play basketball the way that Marc Gasol did.
I think I'm with you on that. Like, because you had to, Marc Gasol was an upgrade on JV, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're trading JV plus others to get Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol by default is that. And then also him just the championship team. And also looking back at the numbers today for something I'm working on, 2019-2020, spectacular team. Oh. And a large part of that is Marc Gasol. He was like, if you're going through like the best two-man lineup, they all include, or like two-man combos, they all include Marc Gasol. Like it was, he was masterful.
I really think they would have repeated.
Me too.
Honestly. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I will go to my grave, to my grave, saying that the 1920 team would have repeated. COVID didn't lock up the whole thing. It wasn't even up to
debate. And if Siakam didn't have the groin injury.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
you know what I'm saying? We were, that's
but
like.
Even with honestly, all the injuries. 16-game win streak or something insane.
Yeah, like ridiculous. Even with all the injuries that came in like November, December, like they were still like. They were figuring it out. Remember all like the weird lineups that they had? Just like the craziest lineup.
They had so many people in and out. So many people missed like 20 games that season, and they still finished with the second best record in the league. Like, how do you have that many core players miss that much time?
There's a photo of like 5-6 guys on the bench and like wearing suits. It's just like, we're missing all these guys, but we're still winning. I was actually at the game against Indiana when we set the record. That was crazy. The comeback.
Oh my God, that third game.
Oh yeah, I was at that one too. That ruled.
I almost jumped from the 300 level all the way down to the court, I swear.
That was incredible. I did a video.
Just think of the story too. Like, I mean, not to cut you off on it, but like, you look back at the team, like LeBron James being like that, the one guy who always had Toronto's number. Just imagine, you know, you lose Kawhi Leonard. You still have an amazing team. You go to the NBA finals. You take out LeBron James. Like, I know 2019 will always be like the best year ever for Raptors fans, but just imagine the possibilities of what could have been.
If they repeated, that would have been insane. Like, if you lose Kawhi Leonard and you repeat, I'm sorry.
And beat LeBron in the finals. Like, we wouldn't be shutting. I mean, we still don't shut up about 2019, but you couldn't.
You literally could not talk.
They would have beat the Lakers. What they did to the Lakers in the bubble with a hurt Siakam at that.
Yeah,
exactly. And they cooked him earlier on in the season.
Yeah, they set them that series. And like, that was one where,
Pascal always embarrasses Anthony Davis. Like, come on, though.
More rings for Jordan Hales. That's what we need, guys.
Exactly. I did a video in 2020. It was like right when the pandemic started. Remember that? 2020. Anyways, it was on the worst moments in Raptors franchise history. And I said, number one was them losing to the Celtics, because I felt like had they been able to get through that series, regardless of, you know, if Pascal Siakam wasn't himself or whatever, I think they would have won the championship. Or, you know, if pandemic doesn't happen, everything's normal, they still might have won the championship.
I think
that would have been insane. Sure. Yeah. 100,000.
Milwaukee was hurt more by that, like the stoppage, because they just cratered as a team after that. So I think if like they would have been.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Difficult. That would have been the out if
if that Celtics team was just like the perfect Achilles heel for the Raptors. They were just like built to beat the Raptors in the state that they were in.
And they didn't even know. And they didn't
only with Marcus Smart shooting, only with Marcus Smart like being Jesus Shuttlesworth. If that Marcus Smart was not and like it beyond that, it was like you have Marcus Smart doing that. And I think the Raptors could have withstood that if you didn't have Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and yeah, it's just like, because Pascal had a great game against the Celtics. And I remember being like, Jaylen Brown's great, but he's just not long enough. He's like, we saw what Pascal was able to do against them. And it turned out that like, I could have guarded Pascal in that series.
Wasn't long enough on that corner three against OG, that's for sure.
That was a tough one. That still hurts. Still hurts. The fact
you're
that they
wounds this late.
Come I know.
On, guys. Yeah, come on.
We have Scotty. We have Scotty.
We're gonna move on. Last thing I want to say is that I can't believe they made it to a game seven despite Pascal Siakam playing that way. If any indication that you need that how much better that they were, if they were just themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Score check. Jordan leading the way with 4. Chris is at 3. Amon at 2. Katie is at 1. Question 6, which of these playoff games was Kyle Lowry's best postseason performance? Was it game 6 versus the Warriors, game 6 versus the Celtics, game 7 versus the Heat in 2016, or D, all of the above? Yes, this is one where you're all getting points anyways, because there is no wrong answer. We're
okay. Going
to
talk
about this. Like,
statistically or what?
I just wanted to reflect on some of his best performances because frankly, like
I don't even need 10 seconds.
Yeah. I don't need 10 seconds.
Just to recap, so everyone is aware, in game 6 versus the Warriors, that's the championship clinching one. He had 26 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists. Game 6 versus the Celtics, 33 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists in 53 minutes. At his old ass age. Game 7 versus the Heat, 2016, waving by to D Wade, 35 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists in a 116-89 win. People got to stop saying that he wasn't a clutch player.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Don't say past tense, isn't. Oh, don't say wasn't a clutch player.
Yeah.
Wasn't, still is.
Here we go.
Look at that grammar bars right talk, y'all. Coming through with the literature. Are you dumb?
Thank you, Jordan.
Scarborough's in the building.
Holy cow. Yeah, it is. Okay. So you all have been awarded a point. So we are now Jordan's at 5, Chris is at 4, Amon's at 3, Katie's at 2. Now we're going back to an actual question. And as you all are all aware, Kyle Lowry is very good at taking charges. Very, very, very good. As a matter of fact, since 2010, he is 2nd overall in charges drawn. So my question is, how many charges has he drawn since 2010? Is it A, 152, B, 203, or C, 188? Again, I'll give you one more time because it's a lot of numbers. A, 152. B, 203, or C, 188. 10 seconds.
I'm low-key going off
all the... Can I just put in the word a lot?
I'm going off of all the graphics at TSN.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Answers up, please.
Ta-da.
B. That's what I have.
B.
You have... What do you have? C?
I have C, yeah. C, and then I just wrote a lot in brackets.
Okay. Well, you all got it wrong. It's 152.
Oh man! Really?
Ah. Come on, boo.
Okay, I lied. I had a lot longer.
Sorry. But
yeah, wow. Mom's taking things out wrong.
I will give you a chance for a bonus point if you can identify the person who does lead the league in charges drawn since 2010. I will give you 10 seconds to think about it, and you can just call it out, okay? So think about it. Who is the person who leads the league in charges drawn since 2010? Kyle is second with 152. Who is number one?
God, I don't even have a good guess.
This person has also been around since 2010. Can you give us that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a big man.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be a big man.
And who is that man?
Is it Gobert?
Is it?
No. I was going to say Gobert.
Is it Cousins?
It is.
It's Cousins?
Oh, wow.
Amon, kudos. That is very, good very extra. Well done.
The only hesitancy I had is I'm like, Cousins hasn't been it in the last few years. I was like, maybe he's fallen off. But I knew in like that. Yeah.
I was going to say Blake Griffin. That would have been a really bad guess.
Hey, it was close. 184. Shouts to Yaron Weitzman, who did the research on that one. I just piggybacked off it. Okay. So
good job, Amon.
That was
Glenn Coco.
I'm more impressed by that. More points
to you. Notice the ones about like quotes and stuff, I'm off, but the ones about like his numbers, I'm like, I got.
Okay, so we are now off to question 8, and this is a fun one. This is an all-star question because, as we all know, Kyle Lowry is a 6-time all-star from 2015 to 2020. What year did he do a put back slam? Was it A, 2016, B, 2017, or C, 2015?
Sorry, say the years again so I know the letters.
Mm-hmm.
A, 2016.
Okay.
B, 2017, C, 2015. Yes, I'm putting him in the motor order.
Yeah, why are you doing that for?
Yes, that's what threw me off a little bit.
Nine games.
Oh my God.
Complete guess.
Okay. It's between 2 years for me. I'm just.
Yeah. These are all the three youngest years.
Now that I know All-Star. I have no hope of catching up. I'm just throwing caution to the wind now.
You're just going to write H on there.
Answers, please, good people.
Wait, I don't remember what the letter was. So I'm just going to write the year I think it was.
Okay.
Showing off.
Jordan.
Come on.
It was 2015?
The youngest version of Kyle, yes. Wow. It was 2015.
For whatever reason in my head, I was like, what an old guy doing it.
If I'm not mistaken, he did over Carmelo Anthony, no?
Ooh, I don't know, actually. I don't know.
I mean,
I know it was a putback.
Yeah, it was a putback. I'd have to look that up again.
I just knew it wasn't 2016. I thought it was older him.
Jordan, wow, that was a clutch one. Holy.
If he wins, he has to dance. That's the rule. End the show on a high note.
Jordan hits a go-ahead basket with a few seconds left.
So Pascal, game 6 over Draymond.
Ah, there it is.
But it's up 2. Okay.
So Jordan has 6. Chris and Amon are tied at 4. And Katie just throwing you know what at the wall. No biggie. She is at 2.
Slate, you know?
We are there are 2 questions remaining, good people. And I thank you all for joining me because this has been a lot of fun. It's probably something I should say for the last question, but I'm just saying it now. Anyway, okay. Question 9. Recently, Kyle Lowry was asked who he felt was the greatest Raptor of all time. He was asked by some Miami Heat people. Mm-hmm. And who did he say? Was it A, DeMar DeRozan? Was it B, Alvin Williams? Or was it C, himself? 10 seconds. A, DeMar, B, Alvin, C, himself.
What's this answer?
Beow. Answers, please. Chris Walder, Lindsay's own. Come on.
I was going to say, I remember him like just giving Alvin Williams some flowers, man. Like I was like, I remember this moment vividly for some reason, and I'm glad it stuck.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, that was just around the beginning of the season. He was asked that, and he said, He's like, Damon Stoudemire. He's like, you know, but know what? No, Alvin Williams. And I think it's just because of his personal relationship with him and how close they are.
Love a connection.
But one thing I do want to point out about Damon Stoudemire is I had no idea how many minutes he played per game in his 3 years with the Raptors. He averaged 40 minutes a game each season.
Damn.
Pre-Van Vliet.
Like you guys think freaking Nick Nurse is bad. This guy was being run to the ground. That's why he left. Okay.
Sports science was not the same in the 90s.
So for Chris and Jordan, like, this is kind of a big one here because you got Jordan at six, Chris at five. Amon, unfortunately, you were in third place. And yeah.
Don't say my name anymore.
Yeah. I'm good. I wasn't going to.
Thank you.
So this is potentially Chris gets this right and Jordan gets it wrong.
Ooh.
Well, we're going to overtime.
Right. Give me a shot, Hales. I'm just
let's see what happens here.
Some drama here.
I love that.
Okay. What is this? Bills Chiefs? We're doing this.
Question 10. Kyle Lowry is a franchise leader in triple doubles. How many triple doubles has Kyle Lowry recorded with the Toronto Raptors? Was it A, 12, B, 20, or C, 16? 10 seconds. Giddy up.
What's just tweeted this like a few days ago. Thank you, Amit. No. I have a shot.
Oh, no. Okay. Well.
I'm writing the number two in case I got the letter wrong. I don't want there to be a real big botch here.
Let's see those answers, folks.
Where's the camera? We all got it.
You all got it right. Meaning, Jordan Hales.
Winner's
own.
Woo!
The greatest
job, buddy.
Video editor of all time.
Oh, please stop.
You are our winner, sir. Congratulations. You get seven of the questions right. A couple of nail biters in there, a couple of really tough calls, and here you are. This is why you are on this podcast. So that's what we're doing, right? This is it. So Here's your minute or so to say whatever you'd like to the Raptors people. If you'd like it, you can be 45 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, first off, thank you very much. It is an honor to be on this podcast, participating in this trivia with great Raptors personalities, not just Raptors personalities, but great personalities, period. I want to say to the fan base that I know that we've been dealing with a lot of turmoil, if you will. And I am a proponent of pushing Zen. You know what I'm saying? We're not pushing P, we're pushing Zen. Okay. Things are going to get better. We don't have to war with each other all the time because look, hey, we all we got. We can't even go to the games. You know what I'm saying? Let's just chill. You know what I'm saying? But I will say that I have to give a big shout out to Sidra and the entire Raptors community who raised all that money to get all those masks for the community out there. Like, this is the second time, like, you know, Iman had a great tweet today. She's like, yo, in the past 13 months, she's raised all this money for two separate causes.
$36,000. Sorry to interrupt you. $36,000.
That's wild.
That's amazing. You know what I'm saying? That's power community. That's what, you know, that's really what it's all about. So I'm glad that, besides all the differences and everybody wanting to trade everybody off the team, everybody going to war with each other in spaces as chaotic as they are, people are able to come together and really care about each other. And that's a beautiful thing. So I really want to give that shout out to the community. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sidra. She's a great human. Sidra.
Well said.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jordan and Sidra.
You literally just dropped like a triple double between everything, between your performance and then that speech. Like, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I absolutely. Shouts to Sidra. She's done terrific work for
Kyle Lowry 16, Jordan 1. <There
you go>. I'm on the list. Put me on the list, Chris. I'm on the list.
Jordan Hales is past,
the list too. It's like
tied with Fred VanVleet for
and Pascal and a whole bunch of guys who only have one. There's like maybe one or
ben
two
Uzo?
Guys
who
have more than. Yeah. It's not many guys, so
yeah.
How can that happen, Chris? Can you make that happen? Can you get him on Basketball Reference?
Just give me a topic. I will make a list, and I will run it into the ground and piss off half of Twitter.
Oh yes, you will. Okay, everyone. Thank you all for joining me on this Kyle Lowry Trivia Night podcast. It was a lot of fun. And I hope you guys all just enjoy your weekends, enjoy your time. We don't know if Kyle's going to be playing in either of the games coming up with against the Toronto Raptors. Hopefully things are all well with his family. But if it's not these next two games, maybe it's the one in April, but at some point we will see Kyle Lowry and we will be able to honor him for the GOAT, the groat that he is. So thank you all. Much appreciated. Yes, Jordan, show that ring. Show the ring.
Oh, I have to.
Let him see. There
you go. No, I'm saying I got to. You know what I'm saying?
Good night, y'all.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.